Thank you, Crystal, for opening our service today with low in the grave he lay, but he arose. Amen. Well, good morning, and thank you for joining us today on this glorious Easter Sunday here to Versailles Baptist Church in Versailles, Indiana. I'm Pastor Mike Cantrell, and we welcome you to join our video televised recorded worship service. Join with me as we go to the Lord in prayer as we lift up the name of Jesus on this beautiful, wonderful Easter day. May we pray. Our Father God, we thank you for this glorious day, the day that you rose from the grave. And Lord, death could not contain you. You rose victoriously. We too can rise victoriously as we live daily our lives based on our hope and our trust in you. Lord, be with each and every one of us, those listening by their video, those in their homes, those maybe traveling, listening as well. Lord, bless this day, this service, and Lord, we give you the praise and the glory. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. My title this morning is The Resurrection, Living in Hope. And my scripture is taken from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. An alternate scripture I'm using as well, and I encourage you to take this scripture and read it today, is Mark chapter 16, 1 through 8, which tells us about the resurrection. So this morning, we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus rose from the dead. It was then that the ladies arrived very early in the morning, on a Sunday morning, just like this, to find the tomb empty. And after hearing the report of the women, several of the disciples ran to the tomb and they found it empty. Jesus Christ had risen from the grave, just as he said. Peter penned those words about 30 years after Christ's death and resurrection. He was writing to encourage the persecuted Christians of Asia Minor. And after hearing the report, the women and the disciples rejoiced in what they heard. They did not completely understand, but they rejoiced. Now, Peter addresses those who are feeling discouraged, displaced, depressed, are in danger, and it tells them that they need to take hold of the living hope in the verses we'll read a few minutes here in verse 3, through the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The new birth results in a living hope, the hope that you and I have in Christ Jesus. So let's look at three ways that this living hope is based on the living, resurrected Christ. First of all, as in verse 3, it says we have a living hope. And follow along with me as I read. You can follow along in your Bible at home or as you're listening, or maybe you have an iPhone with a Bible app on it. Verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a," here it is, "living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." So, what is this living hope that we have now that only the resurrection Christ can give us? A living hope is a hope that never dies. Isn't that a thought? A hope that never dies, a most blessed thought. Those who have been born again have a living hope through their new life in Christ. You have a new life in Christ. Old things have passed away, but new things have come. So this constant living hope is the death, is the hope that death is not the end. So death is certain, but so is a Christian hope of eternal life. Now, the Christian hope in Christ is as certain and it's as sure as the fact that Jesus is alive. He lives. Amen. Hallelujah. See, we are here today to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Early on Sunday morning, I don't know, if you went outside and saw the beautiful sunrise and the rainbow, I've been told as well. I didn't see the rainbow. I saw the beautiful sunrise, but it was beautiful. See, we have that new life, and it's in Christ our Lord, and it's a better tomorrow. A better tomorrow is coming. But that blessed assurance is not true for a lot of people, and which is very sad. Throughout recorded history, many have been unsure of whether or not there is really life after death. Even today, many claim that this life is all we're going to have. But for those who are born again, at John 3, as Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again by the Spirit of God. We have the hope of eternal life. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we have a living hope. We have a sure hope that one day we will rise again. Hallelujah. See, the Bible calls Jesus firstborn from the dead. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. And be assured of this. We also will rise because He rose. Because of Jesus' resurrection, we have a living, certain hope that when we die, we will live again as well. So, not only do we have a living hope, we have a future hope in verse 4. Follow along with me here in this verse here as well. See, our hope includes the promise of a better tomorrow. That's what this future hope, verse 4, is talking about. Follow along with me in verse 4 when it says, as it says, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Just for you. You think about that. What a glorious, glorious message that is to us. That's a good news. That's good news to each one of us. So we have a promise not only of living again, but also of a better tomorrow. And everyone is looking for a better tomorrow. Here is the certainty. We will die and we will gain a better inheritance. See, this heavenly home or heavenly inheritance is better than anything else that this world can offer. See, this inheritance is imperishable, uncorrupted, unfading, kept in heaven for us, for you and me. See, it is kept in heaven for those who know Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. See, Jesus said, I am going to prepare a place for you. He made that very personal. And what a place that will be. Psalms 23, verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That word dwell means to settle down and be at home. And in heaven, you'll be at home, and you can settle down and enjoy the beauties of God's heaven. So our Christian hope allows us to see our future in the most positive way, so it should produce the most positive results in our present life. Now, that's the power of hope. And what God offers you is more glorious than anything else, as I said a few minutes ago, that this world can offer. See, that's the power of hope. And not only do we have a living hope, we have a future hope. Now, according to verse 5 and 6, we have a present hope. That's now. That's today. Follow along with me where the Bible says that because of our living hope, we can place our faith in God's protection. In God's protection. God is protecting His church. He's protecting His children. Follow along with me, verse 5. It says, who are guarded or protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. So, not only is inheritance guarded, but the heirs who have been born into the inheritance are shielded by the power of God. Now, this word shield was a military word, and it refers to a garrison or a fort within a city. Guarded in this verse in Philippians chapter 4, 7, is the same root word, Greek word, used here. Where in Philippians 4, it says that, you know, surpassing all understanding of God in our life. So we're guarded by God's presence, by His life. So what greater hope could we be given to those undergoing persecution than the knowledge of God's power protects their personal salvation, and to make it personal, your salvation. This present protected personal salvation will be completely revealed to you on that day that you stand in God's presence. What a glorious, glorious day that will be. You see, believers possess salvation now, and that makes it present tense. Present tense. But we'll sense and see its full significance and glory at the return of Christ in the last time, as the scripture says. This final step, this ultimate completion of the salvation of your souls, in verse 7 of this same text, 1 Peter 1, when Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you will be revealed with Christ in His glory. So now, let's look at verse 6, which indicates that living hope also results in present joy. Everybody wants joy in their life, and this verse says that we can have it. Verse 6 says, in this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials. Everyone has various trials in their life. The world is going through various trials in their life because of this coronavirus. But it will not win. Christ has overcome evil. He has overcome illnesses. He has overcome everything that can destroy our lives. He has overcome through His resurrection power. So here in verse 6, Peter encourages them to put their knowledge into practice. So whatever we know about the Word of God, the wisdom that we gain from reading and studying God's Word, we need to put it into practice. That's that living hope that the Scripture is talking about. See, their response to the tremendous truth taught so far should be that they greatly rejoice, and so should we. See, knowledge alone cannot produce great joy in the face of hardship. We have a living hope as a result of vibrant life and vibrant faith. So we are responsible to respond in faith. And Christ is the reason that we do that. So faith turns sound doctrine into sound practice. I like what the Apostle John said in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. He says, this is the victory that has overcome the world. Then he says, even our faith. So this kind of faith in God's living hope can enable you and me to rejoice even when we are called on to suffer through the various trials, even through the threat of this coronavirus pandemic. See, Peter stressed that a Christian joy is independent of circumstances. Aren't you glad? I'm certainly glad that our joy is independent of circumstances. See, James also stressed this when he said, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. And that's James chapter 1, verse 2. See, the trials themselves are to be seen as occasion for joy. Now, that's hard for us to understand, but when you place your faith in Jesus Christ, it gives you God's perspective of what life is really all about. It's about the joy that we have in Him, not in ourselves, not within this world. So, though trials may cause temporary grief, they cannot diminish that deep, abiding joy rooted in the living hope that we have in Christ Jesus. So when you believe in Jesus and in His resurrection, you have that living hope, even in our present trials, and our certain hope for that future. And that's today, the present tense that this verse is talking about here, 5 and 6. And they do not have a clear path in the presence as to where they need to go and what they need to do. A lot of people are experiencing that in this world that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. They do not have the certainty about what the future holds for them. But as Christians, we know, and we can encourage others that they may know as well. And in my conclusion here in this message this morning, my question this morning is very simple. It's this. As we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, are you experiencing the new birth and the living hope that Jesus can give you? You may be wondering, how can I obtain this hope that never dies? Well, Jesus told Nicodemus how he could have it. You must be born again, born from above. You've been born from below physically. You need to be born from above spiritually. See, do you have this hope? If not, would you like to have it? You can, by placing your trust in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. May we close in prayer. Our Father God, we thank You for this message today. We thank You that Peter and other disciples penned exactly what they witnessed and what was revealed to them by the power of the Holy Spirit. All Scripture is inspired, Spirit-breathed. And Lord, we thank You for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. On this day, we celebrate it. And may those who don't know You personally be able to celebrate once they've accepted You as their personal Savior. Lord, we lift up the name of Jesus above all names. One of these days, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that You are Lord. Until that day happens, when You return in the eastern sky, Lord, may we be faithful and true in celebrating each day as Easter is every day. May we celebrate it every day in our lives as we live out this living hope in Christ Jesus. In Your precious name we pray. Amen. We would love to talk to you about your decision. Our website is VersalesBaptistChurch.org, Versailles, Indiana. And at this time, Crystal's going to come, and she's going to play our closing song, He Lives. But before she comes, I want to thank you again for listening to our recorded service here at the Versailles Baptist Church. May God bless you, and may you have a glorious Easter Sunday. God bless you.